4th of September 2021. Firm in faith. Colossians 1:21-23. You were once estranged and of hostile intent through your evil behavior. Now he has reconciled you by his death and in that mortal body to bring you before himself holy, faultless, and irreproachable, as long as you persevere and stand firm on the solid base of the faith, never letting yourself drift away from the hope promised by the gospel, which you have heard, which has been preached to every creature under heaven, and of which I, Paul, have become the servant. Through his Son, God did everything to reconcile humanity to himself. This is the message which is not to change and has been entrusted to the Church down the centuries, and which is to reach all creatures. Regardless of the situation in which man finds himself, there are no hopeless cases. God has compassion even for the greatest sinner, because he loves him and wants to have him with him. It is up to man to accept the offer of grace that he receives from the Lord. What more could God do in his abasement towards man? When contemplating divine love, our hearts must be set aflame again and again, burning with gratitude. In this way, the Lord can turn all the sins and evil deeds we have committed into a fire of repentance, which penetrates our hearts more and more and inflames us with a desire to serve God with great dedication and purity. This same fire will drive us to bear witness of God's overwhelming love to others, so that they will turn from their evil ways and begin to live in God's grace. But we need to remain steadfast in the faith, as the Apostle of the Gentiles warns us in today's reading. Indeed, faith is under attack from without and from within. The reality is not as it was presented some time ago by a high prelate of the Church, saying that there is no need to defend Christian values, since they speak for themselves. No, no. On the contrary, faith must be defended, as must the values that flow from it. If what the prelate said were true, then the world would have been converted long ago. Precisely when you live in an environment hostile to the faith, in a world that pretends to offer a full life by pushing God aside, when public opinion spread things contrary to the faith, when doubts begin to appear and we are even attacked by feelings that question faith and praxis, it is then that we must cling most firmly to the faith, without allowing anything to turn us away from the hope of the gospel. In order to remain firm in the faith, it is essential that we do not neglect the practices of our spiritual life. For example, prayer, readiness to witness the gospel, doing good works, and so on. Even when our feelings push us to the contrary. In fact, it is often the case that our feelings contradict our faith, because it is our feelings that are the most changeable and influential. Faith is a supernatural virtue, a gift and an offer from God, which we accept with our will. If our feelings pull us in another direction, we must hold on to the decision of our will and the convictions of faith, which we must also preserve in our understanding. Otherwise, we will be like a leaf that the wind blows where it wills. If our understanding becomes confused, we can defend ourselves through prayer, keeping the will focused on faith. In addition to making a profession of faith, we can reaffirm that we want to believe. It is essential that we keep the faith as it has been handed down to us by the Church. The authentic magisterium of the Church is a great help that God has given us over the centuries to preserve us from error. The gospel that was entrusted to Paul is the same gospel that is to be witnessed in this time. Let us hold fast to it, not only for our own sake, but also in order to bear witness in a world so confused and in need of clarity.
As usual, on Saturday we want to greet Our Lady, and today with a part of the Hymnos Akathistos in Spanish. Rejoice, Tabernacle of God the Word, rejoice, inexhaustible treasury of life.
Salve, O tienda del Verbo Divino, salve más grande que el gran santuario, salve, O arca que el Espíritu dora, salve, tesoro inexhausto de vida, salve, diadema preciosa de reyes devotos, salve, orgullo glorioso de sacros ministros, salve, firmísimo alcázar de toda la iglesia, salve, muralla invencible de todo el imperio, salve, por ti enarbolamos trofeos, salve, por ti sucumbió el adversario, salve, remedio eficaz de mi carne, salve, inmortal salvación de mi alma.